Blog Talk Radio.
This is Cinelli Romani.
Happy Father's Day from Lady Flava here at Flava News Radio on Blog Talk Radio. Bomani just makes that sound so good to me. I love listening to his voice. Anyway, I hope that you are having a wonderful morning or even afternoon, depending on where you are. Welcome to Flava in the House, Flava's Jazz. I'm going to bring to you a variety of jazz talents this morning, but you know what? I'm going to flip the script a little bit. I'm going to actually do a 15-minute set on today's flavor of jazz. And what that means is I'm going to play 15 minutes from one artist so you can really, really get a sense of their style and flavor. And so, again, 15 minutes straight, that could be two tracks. Jazz pieces seem to go a little bit longer than other pieces, so it may be about 2 to 3 pieces for each artist. But anyway, sit back, relax, and take in the flavor of the jazz artists I'm going to bring to you this morning. I'm going to start out with set one, going to Jose Juicy Gonzalez.
I'm feeling mighty low. Haven't slept a wink. Walk the floor, watch the door. In between I drink black coffee. Love, hand me down. Sunday in this weekday room. I'm talking to the shadows, 1 o'clock four. Thank you. of the morning, morning of the night. In between is nicotine, not much hard to find. The ground it's driving me crazy, that waiting for my baby to maybe come around. Where's my baby? Have you seen my baby?
Jose Juicy Gonzalez, and I'm trying to scroll down my computer here at work. Just kind of flipped out on me, and let me see if I can get back to his section. I just found it. So I'm going to continue the first set with Jose Juicy Gonzalez.
Thank you.
it, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star.
Gonzalez for set one. I played his pieces called Black Coffee, his rendition of Long and Winding Road, and then finished out his set with Drive My Car. I don't usually do the 15-minute set on the Flavor of Jazz, but I thought this morning it might be a good idea just so that you can get a real sense of the flavor of some of the jazz artists that I have coming my way. I do see a caller off the line, so let me bring them in. Peace and blessings, and welcome to the Flavor of Jazz with Lady Flavor. Hello, area code 206. Hello. Okay, maybe you didn't mean to raise your hand.
Welcome to the Flavor of Jazz with Lady Flavor.
How you doing?
Very good. Who is this?
This is Orestes.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Nice to speak to you again.
I think you probably need to turn down your speaker because I can hear feedback.
Sorry about that. How you doing?
I'm very good. So are you a father?
I am.
Well, happy Father's Day to you then.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You are welcome.
I'm planning on spending a little time with my little girl today.
Okay. I'm hoping that I'll be able to spend some time with my daddy when I get off work, but I don't get off until about 6 o'clock tonight. So I'm hoping to be able to either spend time or take him out to dinner or something. But, yeah. So
it'll be great.
So what do you have going on in your world?
Well, still working on this project. I mentioned last time that I was trying to actually get published with this poetry book that I'm trying to get moving.
Okay.
And Kevin is going to be a contributor, and hopefully I can work with Mr. Steven here. I'm not sure if he's online, but
he disappeared, so I'm not sure if Because I believe that he may be at work today. So he did.
Nice.
He was here. Kevin is in the chat room right now, and an amazing pianist from a funk band out in Ohio, which is called Black Eyes. Mark Tyree is in the chat room right now. So
nice. Well, this is my first time on your Flavor of Jazz.
Well, what I usually do on the show is just play a variety of tracks from the jazz artists that I get. And I'll be honest, you know, I really, really would love to get more jazz music.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems a little difficult to get the jazz artists interested in sending me music. But, you know, my library is starting to get larger. And, you know, I do a show that's called Flavor in the House, 15-minute set. But I thought this morning, for two reasons, I decided to do the 15-minute set on the jazz show just because, you know, I would love to just give everybody who's listening to the show a real sense of one particular artist's style and flavor. And so what it is I play, you know, tracks from one artist within a 15-minute period. And usually for jazz artists, because most of their tracks go pretty long, it's two tracks. Sometimes it's three tracks by each artist. But the other reason why is because this computer here, my job, since my laptop crashed and I can't use that right now, this computer at my job is so slow in moving on my music board, it's about to drive me crazy. So I figured, you know what, this will just kind of save me a bit of struggle if I just stay on one artist for 15 minutes.
Right, right. That's correct, that's right.
So do you want to stay on the air with me and as I play some of the music of these artists?
I would be honored. I would be honored.
I'm going to go with another. So this first artist, the rudest I played, that is Jose Jusin Gonzalez, and he is a local pianist.
Nice.
I think he's absolutely amazing. But I'm going to go to another local artist, and his name is T-Soak, and he is an amazing jazz saxophonist from here in Seattle. So I'm going to start out set two with T-Soak.
Thank you.
All right, that was Pacific Northwest jazz saxophonist T-Soak, and I know that Mark Tyree said in the chat room it sounded like praise music, and yes, Mark, he is a Christian artist, and so a lot of his music is either titled, you know, in that direction, or, you know, you will hear that flavor in there. So anyway, I have a co-host today. I don't know if he's going to realize that he'll be my co-host today, but Arudis is on the phone with me, and Steven's back in the chat room. So what did you think of T-Soak? Okay, did you put me on mute? Okay, maybe he put me on mute. So anyway, let me just try to scroll up my list here and see.
Yeah, if back in the chat room. So what did you think of T-Soak?
I thought it was very beautiful music, very peaceful.
Me on mute.
Oh, now I can hear the speaker again. I think his music is beautiful too. I know that I tried to hook up with him. He had wanted to come on my show before he did a concert at the, I think it was the Rainier, either the Rainier Community Center or Rainier Beach area. He was doing a concert, and it just didn't work out to get him on the show. But I hope to have him on as a feature one of these days very, very soon. But now I'm going to go into my third set, and you know what? Let's just go ahead and play some Black Eyes. This is Black Eyes out of Ohio. All right, set three belonged to Black Eyes, and I played their piece Gypsy Passion, Indigo Moon, and This Journey. And Black Eyes is going to be my featured guest on the All Media Artist this coming Wednesday, the 22nd, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So be sure to tune in, because Mark Tyree, who is in the chat room with us right now, he's a character. He wasn't confident, but, you know, the first time I had them on as a featured guest, it was very, very clear that Skip Young is the spokesperson. But, you know, now Mark has warmed up, so he might take over that spot. And we're going to try to, you know, get our friend Muhammad from Black Eyes, you know, to step into at least Mark's spot, you know. So anyway, be sure to tune in on the 22nd, because I know it's going to be just a fun time with Black Eyes, on top of the fact that they have some projects that they want to share with us, the listeners. So I'm going to jump into set four. And for some reason, I just like doing this, especially when the artists come out and support me and are in the chat room. So I'm going to go ahead and play my dear friend Stephen Jerome Ferguson, and set four belongs to him. Thank you. All right, that was set four with Stephen Jerome Ferguson, and I played Daybreak and Long Way Home. So is my co-host on the line with me? You got me on mute?
Yes, I am. I'm here right here. Yes, I'm right here. I've learned my lesson with the mute button.
So we just finished the first half of the show, so what do you think about the artists that I've played today?
I'm loving it. I'm sitting here. I'm getting some breakfast ready, and I'm grooving to the tunes that you got going, and I'm chatting with my friends online. I'm enjoying myself right now. I think the music is spectacular. Yes.
Okay. You know, I did a spoken word show the other day, and you know, I really need some pieces from you.
Oh man, they're yours.
Well,
say no
okay,
more.
So, like, you know, when can we expect it?
You could expect it today if you need.
Really? Well,
yes.
See, come on, now you've been holding out on me.
I apologize. I definitely apologize. I have some good pieces for you.
Need to get them to me so I can play them on the air. I know that you're working with Kevin on some stuff too, but you know, I would love to play your pieces, you know, on the different shows that I do. And yeah, I did a show that was just all dedicated to spoken word the other day, and it was really interesting for me because I had not done that in a while. Just did spoken word. I've got some amazing spoken word artists that I have pieces from, and they've definitely been getting neglected. So that just kind of put it in my mind. I need to pay more attention and spotlight spoken word artists. So I would love to play some pieces by you also.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I would definitely love to hear it on there.
Okay.
Yeah,
and then, you know, you can always call into the show and spit something live too. So that's never an issue. But okay, so go back to fixing your breakfast and everything. And now I'm going to jump in to some more jazz saxophone out of Louisiana by way of Alabama, and this is Lloyd Watson.
Nice. Thank you.
right. That was set five, and it belongs to Lloyd Watson. I don't know what this is with my throat here, but I apologize. Okay, so I played Love Hurts, and You Know You Want Me by Lloyd Watson. He originally was in Alabama, but recently moved down to Louisiana. So you know what? Since I'm in Louisiana right now, I'm going to play another artist that you can find down there. But he is in Louisiana by way of Trinidad. And this is Ian Villafana. And we'll start out set six with Ian's music.
Thank you.
All right, we've finished set six with Ian Villafana out of Louisiana by way of Trinidad, and I played his pieces Caribbean Nights, or Caribbean Lights, Epiphany, Sunday Morning Love, and finished out with Clueless. So my co-host, you with me?
I'm right here.
So what do you think of the flavor coming out of Louisiana?
You know, born and raised in Louisiana, New Orleans to be exact. I love the flavor that comes out of there. You know, it has a rich history, and it's good to hear it again.
Okay, all right. So we got another caller on the line. So I believe this is Mark Tyree from Black Eyes.
All right.
Hello.
Mark, are you there?
I'm here.
Well, how are you?
I'm good. We had something evil passed over Cleveland and messed up my signal. Right. I'm like, something to prevent me from being on the radio, so I was determined, right?
There we go.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you called in to listen, you know, to the show since you dropped out of the chat room, but I'm sorry that something evil, you know.
It wasn't me. It weren't me. I don't know what that was. It was some kind of dark cloud.
Wow.
Didn't you say that you were having beautiful weather out there?
That was yesterday. Today is a whole different.
Oh, it's a totally different story today, huh?
It's not raining yet, but, you know, those evil spirits pass right on. I keep on going, too, you know? It's gray here today. It's warm, but it's gray.
Okay. Well, you know, we've got, I don't think it's raining at the moment. Let me look outside. It's not raining at the moment, but it is just, like, cloudy, and it looks like it's about to rain over here where I'm working, so... Yeah, you know, that's just, you know, I'm really looking forward to summer because maybe when summer actually hits, is that like the 21st or something like that? I think when summer finally hits, maybe we'll get spring here because we haven't had spring yet.
That's not good.
No, it's really not good. You know, I guess the one beautiful thing about Washington is we've got probably the cleanest air, especially in the last couple of months. Because we've had so much rain to wash anything in the air away. And I know that, you know, like I was telling you yesterday, Mark, we are known for rain. But come on now. This is ridiculous.
Yes.
We don't normally have this much rain, huh?
I get carried away, huh?
No, they're off the chain with the rain the last couple months. They just really, really need to stop because we need some sunshine. You know, people suffer out here in Washington, you know, when we get too much rain. You know, what is that, you know, lacking in vitamin D or whatever it is? It's like, oh. Yeah, I'm ready for some sunshine.
Yeah. Well, you bringing it this morning, Flavor of Love. You're just bringing it with the the jazz. I love it.
You know, I'm loving it, too. You know, I have not done the 15-minute sets, and I'm kind of thinking maybe that might be a nice direction to go at least every other week or something, just because it kind of gives you a sense of, you know, each individual artist's taste, don't you think?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, I have to agree.
Love, you know, it's okay. Give me feedback. You can tell me no.
I was mad because I had to miss the second two or three songs I missed while I was messing around the computer.
Oh, that's okay. I'm sure I'll play them again sometime.
See.
Well, let me give you some feedback. It was great.
Okay, all right. Yeah, because what I was hearing, I mean, Steve, I like Steve's stuff a lot, and I like, I mean, I'm liking everything that I hear, but then another song started playing, and that was when I started, you know, you all started fading away.
Aww. Well, you know, my co-host, you know what? Will you say your name again just because I want to make sure that I'm saying it correctly? Because I'm saying Arutus.
It's Orestes.
Orestes. Oh my God!
Orestes.
How am I gonna like remember that?
No, I'll give you. You can remember me as my stage name is Majestic.
Majestic. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we want to figure out how to say your name though.
My real name.
Orestes.
All right.
Orestes.
That's it. You got it.
Okay. I don't know why I can't remember that. I so apologize for that. That's just really kind of not good on my part.
It's okay. It's okay. It's a
unusual
name.
Maybe when I meet you face to face and I actually see you say it, then maybe it'll just like really stick in my mind. I don't know.
Okay.
So Orestes. So this is my co-host. He didn't know that he was going to be my co-host today, but he is actually an amazing spoken word artist out here in Seattle. At least, you know, I hear rumors, and he's given me a little taste, you know, once upon a time of his skills. And so he and Kevin Cowden, who's in the chat room right now, they're working on some recordings. And this and that to send my direction. And so I'm hoping, you know, to have, you know, the duo, the two of them, you know, soon. But Arutis has promised that he's going to send me some pieces that I can play on my shows.
All right.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So
I can get in there with the mix, with the rest of the good sound and soul.
That's
jazz.
Right. Definitely. So do you want to spit a piece live right now?
On the spot, huh?
On the spot?
Sure. I'm going to give you some love. How's that?
Okay. I would like some love.
All right. I'll give you some love. This piece is called Emo. Short for emotional.
Emo. Okay, that's me. I'm a Cancer.
Right.
I'm emo. Okay.
All right, there we go. Could you love me again? Could you bear the pain that my heart bleeds from within? So how do you see me? Am I the abstract portrait of affliction? Plastered on these walls, natural shades of brown, now part of an artistic depiction. Could you love me again? Could you not deny the chemistry that was before we begin? Can your L-O-V-E times my heart to the 122nd power be equivalent to my devotion to push us higher because the fire is still burning? Collectively, my mistakes I've been learning to the point of no returning. So together, let's set the sun and return in. Could you, should you, would you love me again? There you go.
Okay, I would love you again. I tell you, I got skills. I really look forward to having some pieces, and I really want to experience you in person.
Thank you. Yeah.
You know,
you kind of
make me wish that I still had my coffee shop, you know, and did my open mics, because I would love to have you on my stage. Sometimes I think about the fact that, you know, man, if I could just like get out there and get around like I used to when I was younger, I think I would start an open mic somewhere. The problem is that it seems like, you know, they start up somewhere and then they shut down.
I think it's for the entertainment part of it, it's good. But I think as a business, you got to have something going during the day to keep the, you know, the bills paid and so forth. So
right.
It would be lovely to have that here again. But you know, you've got to have those regular sales to keep it afloat.
Well, and that's what happened at Flava. You know, I was there for
mm-hmm.
5 years and
mm-hmm.
just really, really struggled as a small business. You know, I had my regulars. They loved Flava. Now, for open mic, I could pack the house
exactly.
for an open mic. But every, you know, the rest of the week, it was really difficult, you know, to bring in the revenue that particular, you know, space needed. And So when my 5-year lease was up, you know, I decided to not sign another 5 years because I was like, that was really hard on me for 5 years to run a business, you know, 6 days a week from morning to night by myself.
Nice.
That was hard?
You know, so.
It was hard for you?
It was.
Oh, okay.
It was really hard, even though, you know, I had my computer there and I'd sit in my comfy chair. And my dear friend Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn, another spoken word artist here and writer, he would come hang out with me for hours and keep me company. And my regulars, you know, would be there. But it was hard, you know, to, at the end of the day, you know, tally up what was made, you know, to, you know, having to pay taxes and having to pay insurance and a lease and to pay to have the sign on the building and all the things that went into having a business that people, I don't think about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so much more that goes into it than just buying coffee and pastries and cups.
Oh, right.
And all of that.
Yes, yes,
you know?
Yes.
And I didn't bring in enough that it, you know, really allowed me to have anything. You know, and I walked away from a, you know, full-time job with health benefits to, you know, leaving there really not, you know, making any money. So,
you believe
yeah,
in
I
it,
missed the
days right?
of Flavor Coffee House. I just, you know, this past year I just sold my espresso machine. I was like, oh, that was like, I held on to it, I think, just because that was like the last real, you know, existence of the inside. I still have my sign because that sign was custom made for me exactly the way I want it. So I still have the sign that hung on the outside of my building in my store.
Lady Flavor,
yes,
have you ever thought of, like, once or twice a week you know somebody that has, like, a diner or something, and it would be a win-win maybe if you can go do that once or twice a week in their spot and don't have to worry about all the overhead.
Gotcha.
I may explore that. I may explore that. There's this little coffee shop, but I don't think that it has a space big enough, you know, for what I would want to do. But I really, really love the idea of supporting small businesses and supporting that type of setting. Just because, you know, and I think that, to be honest with you, to everybody that's listening, I think because of my experience in being a small business owner and really needing the support of people spreading the word, because I had those people that came to my coffee shop and said they loved it. You know, I had those people that said they loved my coffee or they loved my personality. I had people that just came into the coffee shop because they wanted to start their day with me. That used to just warm my heart, you know. I'm one of those kind of, you know, people that say, have a good day, baby. You know, I call everybody baby. You know, darling, honey. You know, it's like, whatever.
Good,
you know,
good.
So it's just that's my personality. I'm kind of like this mama person. And so, you know, I have those type of people, but it really, really takes numbers. And that's something we talked on the show yesterday about, Mark. It really takes numbers to really make things work. And that's what I lack, you know. And then...
Yes.
It was interesting because when I built my coffee shop, all of a sudden to the north and south of me, Starbucks went up.
Wow.
So I was right
and
in the middle
it?
Of Starbucks. That killed
that
it.
That killed? Wow.
That killed it. Starbucks.
As high as they are.
You know, I mean, when everybody thinks about coffee, they think about Starbucks, right? They didn't think flavor, right?
No, no.
You know?
You know what? Can I add to that, Flavor?
Sure.
You know, Starbucks is good, okay? It's just like a brand like Burger King and McDonald's. But, you know, the little shops that you don't hear about, that you stumble on by driving down the streets, they have the best coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The best coffee. I would have loved to taste your coffee.
That sounds like a poem.
Yeah.
Not your bath water, your coffee.
There you go.
I am a character,
wow.
I know.
Okay,
straight there, didn't I?
Okay. Okay, Stephen, I think you need to get with Stephen and Mark, you need to get with arrest us and do a piece called I'd Like to Drink Your Coffee. So, anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Not your bath water.
But, you know, I really, I took a lot of time when I went around to the coffee distributors and, you know, really, and the beautiful thing is they allow you to taste their coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really not big on coffee that leaves an aftertaste. You know how you can drink some coffee and it just leaves that funkiness in your mouth? I don't like that. And so I did have a really wonderful coffee that I switched midstream. And in the end, I was serving Lavazza coffee. And I got to tell you, it's one of the best Italian coffees. And the crema on it is absolutely beautiful. And you really don't even know what that means. It's that creamy kind of foam that's created at the top of the espresso when it's pulled from the machine. That's really important in knowing that you've drawn a good shot of espresso. Let's talk espresso right now, Flava. But that's when you know. And it's just a very smooth, just a really beautiful taste to the coffee. You're making me wish that I still have my coffee shop and I could pull a shot of espresso right now. But, you know, going back to it, I think this is why I've created Flava News. You know, this is why I show so much support to the artists, because in the days of Flava Coffee House, that's when my passion for the art really was established, you know. And majority of my life, I was a floral designer over 20 years of my life. So I never thought of myself as an artist, but I guess you would consider that a form of art.
Definitely.
You know, so over 20 years of my life, I was a floral designer. And, you know, that was easy to do. You know, doing flowers, honestly, was something that people wanted and needed. So, you know, whether they were buying it for a wedding or for Valentine's Day or to say I love you or to decorate something, you know, to be honest, you know, that's not necessarily a hard thing to draw people in. Word of mouth was pretty good when I was doing flowers. You know, but when it came to that coffee shop and just really supporting the arts here in Seattle and beyond, that's when it got hard. That's really when it got hard. And so it's like, man, how can I help spread the word? Because I would love for somebody to have done what I want to do right now for you guys, for me. Because if that had happened, I'd still have Flava Coffee House.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
You know? And I'd still be able, you know, I hosted a literary conference out of my coffee shop where authors and spoken word artists came from across the United States. I want to say about 25 or 30 authors came to Seattle for a weekend event, you know, and that's what I'm hoping to do here in Seattle is I want to do, I'm going to just spill it. I know I've talked about it a few times, but my goal is for 2012 to host a Flava Fest here in Seattle.
Sounds good.
So,
Flava Fest.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm working on the proposal to the funding right now, and we'll just see what, you know, I'm able to pull off, if I'm able to put it together the way that I kind of dream it and it to go down. But that's why I think that I am so driven to support you guys, because I know firsthand what it takes, you know, for something to work. And really it comes down to the support of others in what you're doing and spreading the word, you know, about your amazing talents. And, you know, it's one thing, like we talked about yesterday, Mark, with Stephen, you know, it's one thing for people to tell us we love what you're doing, but what we really need is for others to spread the word about what we're doing.
Put their money where their mouth is.
You know, and then the bottom line is if, like we talked about again yesterday, if you're an artist taking it to the next level and wanting to sell art, then you need to find those people that are willing to dig into their pocket and purchase it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. I mean, if you're an artist who loves to do it just to do it, that's one thing, you know, and that's okay. you know, but when you're an artist that's really taking it serious and really putting together a professional sound and look for people's enjoyment, then that's when you need people to stick in their pockets and support. Usually an underground independent artist, that does, you know, to go to an event is no more than $5 to $15 to purchase their you know, art is no more than, you know, $5 to $15. So it's not like it's going to take a whole lot. And so, yeah, I think that's where my passion comes, you know, for you guys is just, you know, because I know.
Thank you.
And you're
thank you,
welcome.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, just like you said.
Yes, thank you.
Just case in point, when we knew that we were going to be at a movie premiere because of the music that we did for the movie,
mm-hmm.
we went out and got these tuxedos, right?
Oh.
So on the corner of my street is a cleaner that has been there forever, right? And
okay.
The guy was wondering what was the occasion, and I started explaining to him that I was a musician. I gave him the card. And I said, you know, look us up. It's pretty cool. So just yesterday, I was walking past the cleaners, and the guy came running out to me. He's running out. He said, hey, I listen to you guys' music. It's good. Word of mouth.
Thing. Yeah.
I was just walking down the street. I just passed by, waved, and saw them in there, and he comes running out. I'm halfway to the next corner, and he runs down the street.
That's a beautiful
word of mouth
thing.
Is like, yeah, word of mouth, and, you know, it works.
That's awesome.
One day Stephen was telling a story about how somebody, I don't know if he was giving them directions on how to get somewhere in Kansas, and I don't know, he goes up to their car, and he's hearing his music in their car being played. Like, that must be just, like, amazing, you know, to
definitely.
Just... when you have those type of opportunities and you come across somebody who, you know, who has listened to your sound and then acknowledge to you, you know, that they listen. But just, I think that must be thrilling, you know. So I know it's thrilling for me when somebody who I'm not expecting, for instance, Cress O'Neill being in the chat room, she's somebody that I just extremely admire so very, very much. And she features jazz artists on her show. And,
oh, hey, Chris.
You know, and she's somebody that I just, you know, she did, I would say, one of the best features with Stephen Jerome Ferguson. I mean, it was, you know, I've had Stephen on my show a couple of times, but I tell Stephen all the time, I think the best feature that he's ever done was with Cress O'Neill. So, you know, just to even have her come to my show today, it feels like such a big honor. You know, so, it's all about you guys. You know, this is just like, it's all about you guys and trying to help you figure it out. So, you know, that's why I do these shows. That's why I post a lot. That's why I just, you know, I do all these things in the background, you know, behind the scenes that people aren't aware of. And I'm just trying to make those connections. I'm trying to make those things happen and, you know, open up the door. So I'm just, you know, I'm praying, I appreciate everybody's support, that, you know, I hope that I'll be able to continue staying on the air, you know, doing Flava News Radio, and, you know, let's just, you know, let's just keep supporting each other. You know,
yes,
I think that's the important thing is let's just keep supporting each other. So we've gotten, just a few minutes left in the show. So I'm going to play a few more tracks before the show closes out. But Mark and Arrestus, I'm so sorry.
There we go. You got it.
Arrestus.
I don't know why,
right.
I just don't say it right. I'm going to get this, I promise. And please don't be offended that I'm not saying it right. So Arrestus.
No, not at all.
Thank you so much for hanging out with me. And I'm going to keep your lines open if you want to say
something.
I got to
go.
Okay, you go.
Yeah, right. I'm actually walking down Lee Road, and you probably hear all kinds of stuff happening by. But thanks a lot. Nice meeting you, Arrestus. And it's also real cool being on the show with you again. Great.
All right.
Thank
well,
you.
You're going to be on the show with me on Wednesday. Don't forget.
That's right.
All right. Nice to meet
for
you.
Wednesday. All right. Same here.
All right,
Darwin.
Thank you so much, Mark.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so I'm going to close out today's show with maybe at least one piece, possibly two pieces, by an amazing artist out of, oh, somebody else raised their hand, so let me bring them in. I don't know if the line's open. No, it didn't open. Let me try it again. I'm trying to click on your line. Oh, here we go. Okay. Caller from the 252 area code, you're on the Flavor of Jazz with Orestes and Lady Flavor.
Hello, Lady Flavor. How are you?
I'm very good. And who is this?
This is Eleanor.
How are you, Eleanor?
I'm doing just great. Thank you. It's a little hot here, but I'm fine.
Where are you at, Eleanor?
I'm in North Carolina.
So what
North
kind of temperature
Carolina.
Are you getting?
Yes, I enjoyed the show, and I just want to commend you on what a wonderful job that you, you know, have done and still trying to do for the musicians.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
No,
mm-hmm.
This is something that I love. Can you guys tell I love doing this?
Yes, I can.
I really love this, you know, every day I wake up and I go to sleep trying to figure this all out, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then there are times, honestly, Eleanor and Orestes, that I actually cry when I receive certain tracks from people because they move me that much, or it's just a blessing to me to be able to share their sound, you know,
right,
with the listening audience. And I think I do not take any of this for granted.
Right.
You know, I
right.
do not take any of this for granted, you know, because to me this is God's journey for me.
Yes.
And that, you know, when we talk about ministry, I believe that there are different ways of ministering to people. And
yes.
being setting an example to also, you know, being that support system, and it doesn't mean that you necessarily have to be in a church to minister to others, you know. So
no.
to me, God put me on this
That's
journey
true.
To minister to artists and to, you know, to those that love the art, you know.
Right.
And
right.
And so this is, it excites me. I get frustrated, Eleanor. I do. I get frustrated sometimes because I'm like, okay, am I meant
well,
to
you're
do
human
this?
Too, you know.
You know, am I supposed, you know, how can I make this work? How can I get people to pay more attention to the artist? How can I get people to support the artist? Because they're deserving. Let's think about it. The mainstream artists once upon a time were nobodies.
Right, right.
Somebody got behind them to push them forward.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
You know?
And
so,
yes. But I really think, I'm not going to hold you because I know you want to play some more music, but I really think you're doing a tremendous job. And, you know, just keep on doing the good work. Because I can remember, you know, you helping Stephen out too, which was wonderful. Hi, Steve, were you there?
Uh-oh, Stephen is one of your fans. he's out there listening.
Yeah.
I thought he may be, but, you know, but anyway, I'm not going to hold you up. Go ahead and play your music, but I just wanted you to know that I was here, and I was here to support you, and that I like what you're doing, and keep it up.
I appreciate that so much. What a blessing you've been to me this morning, Eleanor. Thank you so very, very much. Have a wonderful day, my friend.
You too. You
All right,
too.
Honey. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, wow, that was a blessing, wasn't it, Orestes?
That was a blessing. That was awesome. That's got to make you feel good inside.
It does. It does. It definitely does make me feel good. Well, you know, we ran out of time, but that's really okay because, you know, I'm not somebody who needs to be, you know, set in stone on how the show flows or whatever. So, you know, we'll just end the show here. But Orestes, I thank you so much for coming on and being my little co-host today.
No, it was fun.
I hope I didn't put
fun.
You on the spot and say, okay, you're going to be my co-host.
It was fun. Thank you for allowing me that opportunity, and thank you for supporting me as well as other artists. And
you know what?
I love the connection.
I love the connection too, and I really look forward to meeting you in person.
Yeah, for sure, we'll do that soon.
I am so busy when it comes to being a grandma, and you know, my kids, my work, the radio shows, and this and that. I'm not always able to get out and about to do the things that I would love to do, but I'm hoping to maybe change that up this summer and put myself out there a little bit more. But I do really honestly hope to meet you someday very soon, Orestes. And then I do want to play your Flava on my radio show, so you just send it to radio@flavanews.com.
Radio@flavanews.com. Yes.
Yeah, and that's where your tracks can be sent, and then I just really, really look forward to what you and Kevin are working on, you know, to,
awesome.
You know, share with not only my listening audience, but, you know, whoever that you put yourself out there to experience your flavor. I'm excited about that
awesome.
Coming up, too. So, again, thank you so much for hanging out with me. And I'm going to play at least one track from an amazing saxophone player and jazz vocalist out of Sacramento, California, Ava Lamert. So goodbye and take care, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to The Flavor of Jazz with me today.
All right.
All right, darling.
All right.